Nobody blinked an eye when Alexander took all of Poland, all of Finland, and glommed on to the Caucasus from Persia. But claiming the Caucasus was one thing and ruling it was another. As you can see from the map, there were many different khanates in the Caucasus, each with a keen sense of its own nationality. There is also a big white blob where the Chechens lived, and no date for Chechnya's absorption into the Russian Empire. Under brutal conquistadors such as General Yermolov, Russia started making bitter enemies out of the native Muslims. The roots of today's Russian-Chechnya crisis can be found right here. After the defeat of Napoleon, Alexander should have been well pleased with his accomplishments. He was now free to continue the reforms he had thought of before the Napoleonic Wars. The young, well-educated nobles who had served in his armies and seen Western ways at first hand stood ready to help him. At a similar point in Roman history, veterans came home from the Greek East and spread Hellenistic ways, and this was much to Rome's benefit. Unfortunately, Alexander's experiences with Napoleon drove all thoughts of reform out of his coconut.